And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And as we do on Mondays, typically, we've got a couple of car reviews to do for you. We're going to start with the 2023 Ford Maverick Tremor. Now, a lot of you, several of you, I should say, asked if I would drive a Ford Maverick and then report back on it. I did a little bit of a review on Drive Radio here about a week or so ago, but I want to give you a full review right now. Richard can chime in on it as well. But the Ford Maverick comes in several different trim levels. The Tremor happens to be their top level. It's the Lariat Tremor. This was the all-wheel drive version, 121-inch wheelbase, 2-liter EcoBoost engine, 8-speed transmission. And I will just say, first day I drove it, I was sort of, Richard, like, yeah. In fact, I even told you, you asked me, hey, what's that thing like? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's kind of a car that wants to be a truck. Well, I will be the first to admit, the more I drove it, and the reason why they give us these for more than a day is for this very reason, the more I drove it, the more I actually liked it, Richard, and kind of learned how versatile it actually is. And the vehicle works, actually, I was pleasantly surprised. The all-wheel drive, the power, the handleability issues, or the handling, the suspension, the way it works, and so on, I found it to be a dream to drive. The car worked great. The only complaint that I had, actually, out of all of it, knowing the price range and so on, of where they start, where they end, which you can get in the low 20s to the roughly mid-30s, depending upon how you get one equipped, Richard. My only complaint, no wireless CarPlay. That's my only complaint.
You know, that seems to be a theme for you these days.
It is my biggest complaint when they don't have it. You're right.
Well, once you get used to it, then you can't get back out of it, right?
That's the problem, is when you're used to just climbing in and everything works and it's there and it's on the screen and so on and you move forward. And it's what's interesting is Ford has really kind of relented and said, you know, we know CarPlay and Android, you know, Auto are here to stay. We're not going to fight that anymore. That decision was kind of, you know, that fight was over about 10 years ago. We're going to keep going that way. Well, then do it.
Yeah, well, and I tend to agree with you. And yeah, I'm kind of going back to what you said before. You know, I obviously saw this car. You know, you came to, you know, performance and saw it, you know, truck, I should say. I was like, what is that? What it, you know? Because this is kind of my first time seeing up close. You know, I've seen it driving down the road, but seeing it up close, and it's smaller than you even kind of
it
think
is.
That. Not that that's a bad thing.
No, it's actually a good thing when you get in it and start driving it around. It's actually a good thing.
But at the same time, let's not get people confused. I don't think Ford's trying to confuse people, especially with the price on this thing. This is not meant to be a full size truck.
No,
right? This
it is
meant
not
to be a mid size truck. This
correct.
Is a small-sized truck, right?
No, it's actually supposed to be even smaller than their Ford Ranger, which is, I would call it Maverick, Ranger, F-150, 250, and so on. So the Maverick is really, again, it's more like a passenger car feel, but yet with truck capability. Am I saying that the right way, Richard?
I think so, yeah. And there's been, this is kind of a not an ever-growing segment, Dad, but there's definitely been a few cars, you know, from a few different manufacturers that are actually coming out with vehicles of this size, right, where they're essentially getting rid of that trunk space, right? And sort of putting a truck bed back there.
Well, it's really what, you know, let's face it, it's what a Ranchero and an El Camino used to be back in the day, other than they've now made the cabin a lot more luxurious, and you've got the ability to put, you know, passengers behind the seat now instead of just having it be a two-people car, if you would, like what the Caminos and El Caminos and Rancheros were. It's actually really kind of a crossover between a crossover and a truck is probably the best way for me to say it.
Well, I was going to say, who would have thought you were talking about, you know, the El Camino, you know, coming back in that regard? But like you say, it's actually very versatile. It makes sense for, you know, who they're sort of marketing to, right, and what they're looking for in that. And, yeah, I think it's really smart. And like you say, it was something where you got in it first and you were honest. You didn't really think it was too much. But, yeah, you know, I called you back essentially on, you know, I think you kind of drove it earlier in the week about a Wednesday or so. And then that Friday, by the time I saw you, I was like, oh, what do you, you know, is this the car? He's like, yeah, but this is fantastic now. I really like this thing. So, again, folks, it's something that, Dad, we always say, but, you know, get out and drive these things because you never know what you'll
correct
think of it, you know, right off the bat.
Correct. Yeah, and in my case, a day driving it wasn't enough. I had to be behind the wheel a little longer than that. So, for all of you listening, yes, I talked about it again on Drive Radio, kind of went into some depth there, so you can listen to that. Go back and listen to that again if you want to. But, you know, kind of the official review right now. Yes, like the vehicle, very versatile. Nothing bad to say about it other than the CarPlay end of things. Outside of that, fantastic vehicle. If you want to go test drive one, go to your local Ford dealer and do so. Make sure you tell them that John Rush and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.